Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya, one of the supervisors here located on the floor. May I locate your information with your name and address?
Sure. My name is Rebecca Pratt, PRATT. My address is 609 Highway 466, number 1226, Lady Lake, Florida.
Okay, thank you. And give me one moment. Just trying to pull up the information. I'm sorry, man. What was the zip code again?
32159.
Give me one moment while I look up the information on the account. It's still pulling up the information, man. Bear with me one moment. Yes, I'm still waiting for my system to load. Bear with me one moment. Yes, and did you recently have an account with us? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, and did you have an account with us? Because the information they sent over is not pulling up your information.
And I don't know. He's got an address that's my sister's house. I don't have a booster, a Wi-Fi booster. I didn't notice this on my credit card every month since January. So I just wanted to see
Okay,
if there's something we can do about that.
I located the account, ma'am. So yes, I do see, it's still loading up the information. Give me one moment. It's still loading up your account, miss. Bear with me one moment. Okay, so looking over your account, man, this is for the Wi-Fi booster. Do you remember paying the postage for that Wi-Fi booster? Looks like you've been a member with us all the way back since January. It states that you pay the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, but 48 hours after placing the order and monthly, it's a recurring billing of $56.95. Each time it bills, you do get a $125 gift card to use on the website.
No, see, this was something I got in the mail from Ace Hardware about this booster thing, and it clearly read like it was just a one-time purchase. So that was my error for the small print, and I'll own a piece of it, but it is a bit of a game. So I'm just seeing if there's any, I've never used it. I don't have the booster. Don't know anything about it. My error for not stopping this months ago. So is there anything we can do?
Of course, looks like you already canceled and refunded back the June transaction. Off of the May transaction, I can refund back at least 50% of the funds to you.
Is that what he just did?
No, he already refunded back 50% off of the June transaction. I'm sorry, correction. He refunded back 50% off the June transaction. I can give you a full amount off of the June and 50% off of May.
Yeah, I need the whole thing stopped.
Correct.
And then
He's
what are the
already canceled the
reasons?
account out.
So,
Okay, so the cancellation and refund has been applied. You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days, along with an email to verify. Anything else?
a refund of $28.48.
No, a refund of $56.95 and $28.
And 28 now?
Correct. I refunded back the full amount for June, and I offered a 50% refund on May.
Yeah, I mean, if we stop, yeah. And how will that come back on the credit card?
That is correct. You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days. Anything else?
Is there any confirmation number for that, the 5695, or no?
Yes, you will receive an email regarding it.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Great. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
I'm trying to dispute all that right now.